It's November 9th, 2009, live from Tok, Alaska. It's my sister's birthday, so shout out to my sister. I can't remember how old you are, but you must be 2 years younger than me, but I can't remember how old I am. So, happy birthday! It is our first day back in Tok after being away for almost 6 weeks traveling. Well, part of us, meaning myself and my daughter, were in Florida. And the other part, meaning husband, was in Africa and the Washington, D.C. area. So we've had a variety of weather patterns, and now we're back in Tok, which has its own unique weather. We arrived at a little bit colder than minus 20 below zero Fahrenheit. And woke up this morning to a little bit colder than minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Now we are trying to get used to it as quickly as possible, but I've got some good things going on to make it easy, such as an auto start for my Toyota 4Runner, which my husband bought me last year for my birthday. So I'm able to not only start my car at least 10 to 15 minutes before I need to go out to warm it up. But we also have engine block heaters, for those of you who are not familiar with those things. Literally a heating element or heating object, I'm not even sure what it looks like, by the engine block. And if you are in Wyoming or Montana especially, and parts of Alaska, a lot of people have these engine block heaters because there's really no way to run your car in the winter without them. And they have this plug that comes out of the front of your vehicle, and you can plug it into the electric outlet on your home, on the outside of your home. Or there are establishments in these colder areas where they actually have plugs for you to plug into. So the parking lots will have these little stands in front of them, that, which kind of resemble what you might see at an RV park, but it really is just to plug in your engine block heater to help keep your engine warm. Now, when you're in places like Tok, Alaska, where the cold is unbelievably cold, and those colder moments can be quite comparable to Antarctica, the engine block heater is not enough. So I've blogged before on my Living in Tok blog about the Fairbanks Special, which includes additional heating elements within your engine to heat other liquid fluid parts of your engine so that nothing actually freezes solid. And it doesn't actually freeze solid, but it freezes into a thick sludge that makes it very hard to do important things like brake and steer. So we're also prepping the daughter, and I realized this morning as I took her to her sitter, and she's going back to Head Start today, which is the preschool here in Tok, that I forgot to get her boots that fit her fast-growing feet. So I brought a variety of boots, hoping that at least one pair will stand in until I can go shopping for a better pair of boots. Luckily, I'm going to the big city, Anchorage, which is 7 hours drive away, and we'll be able to do some additional shopping for her. Also, a snowsuit for her. She is quickly growing out of 3T because she's so tall. That's another big consideration, is making sure we have the right sizes each season. And unfortunately, I don't think I've got the right sizes for her winter gear. We also have those mittens for her that extend all the way up to her elbow. And of course, a good hat. So we got some more shopping to do to be equipped. Personally, I have no idea what I've got. I'm gonna have to look around and see. Hopefully I haven't outgrown anything. And hopefully things are going to be suitable for this winter in Tok. That's it for now. I'll be coming back to you again, live from Tok, Alaska.